That's iniquity. He said, I forgive a man all your iniquities. Can he give all our sinful thinking and consciousness, man? Can he forgive everything that comes with that, too? Our acts doing it, too. Because you can't perform the act without it first, man, coming across your heart and your mind and your thoughts. Yeah, that's your iniquity. All of them. Not some. All of them. Who heal all your diseases. Not some. All your sicknesses. It don't matter what it is, man. It don't matter what it is. It don't matter if it's permanent. It don't matter what it is. Boy, he say he healed all our sickness.
Amen.
Who healed all our diseases. And listen, anytime I'm going to do it, he's already done it. When he say he's doing it in the earth, all he's doing is manifesting what he's already done. And I was, oh boy, allow him to manifest what he's already done through us. By helping you come to the knowledge of it and decreeing it and declaring it over your life. Who do what? Who, man, forgive all our iniquity? Who heal all our diseases? Who redeem our lives from the destruction that's in this world and everything else that gives us the victory in Christ Jesus? To redeem our lives from the destruction, the ways of this world. And watch this. And crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies and satisfy your mouth with good things. You'll begin to decree and declare, boy, who you are in Christ Jesus. You'll begin to say what God say about you and what God say about your circumstances. And I'm talking about, boy, we'll begin to start having. Because be not deceived, God not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he reap. And boy, are our youth to be renewed just like the eagle. I'm talking about day after day after day. We won't be, man, decreasing and deceasing. We'll be increasing and living. Day after day after day after day. Everlasting life. Living in the grace of God. Living in the kingdom of heaven. In our hearts and in our minds. Here on earth. Far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. Therefore we can say to the mountains and to the giants and to everything else that's in our life. Be thou removed and plucked up and cast in the sea. And if we don't doubt in our heart but believe that those things that we say shall come to pass, then we shall have whatsoever we say. What do you say? I satisfy your mouth with good things. You start speaking, man, what I say. Glory to God. And guess what? You start having that. Apostle Ron and Pastor Lee, you know, thank you again, you know. How you say that, my brother, boy? May the Lord bless you in what you say and what you do. Real, 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 real,
real good.
Amen, brother.
Okay. Amen. Hey, man, thank God once again. Thank you, Pastor Arthur, for having us on again. And also we appreciate those encouraging words that you just shared among the body of Jesus Christ. God put some things on my heart. I have some vital information for the body of Jesus Christ. So it's essential for every one of us to just pay attention what the Spirit of God would have us to do. Don't be reluctant. Just listen with your spiritual ears. Well, I want to read a scripture, two passages of scriptures first. One is in Ezekiel 22nd chapter, verses 30 and 31. It's saying, I saw for a man among them that should make up their heads and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, said the Lord God. So what basically we've been doing the last couple of days amongst the body of Christ is standing in the gap for those who might need healing. And we have learned that it was not only physical healing that people need, but there are some need to be healed spiritually. And during my devotional time today, God had revealed some things to intercede or stand in the gap for. You know, sometimes we watch the news in this parish, it might say St. Landry or St. Martin, they might list the parish name and it say they water has been contaminated, that it's a boil water advisory. And by the Holy Spirit, the Lord revealed to me to pray for the healing of the waters. And there's always scripture support when God have us to do something. We'll pray for healing physical too, but right now I would like to pray as God led me to pray. I want to read on Exodus 15th chapter, verses 23, right, verse 23 through 26, but I'm going to read 23 and then jump down because of the sake of time. And it says that, and when they came to Moriah, they could not drink of the waters of Moriah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Moriah. And in verse 26, it said, and said, which Jehovah did, and said, if thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. And then in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 21 to 22, another incident occurred through the prophet of Elisha. It said, and he went forth into the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there and said, thus said the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day according to the saying of Elisha, which he spoke. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, this is what the Lord said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. A lot of times sin is what causes the things, the plagues to come up on this earth, even in the Old Testament. Cattle were destroyed, pestilence, boils, sores, plagues, all manner of leprosy, all these manner of disease. But for the most part, I want to stand in the gap, and you all out there in radio land, stand in the gap for those cities and towns that have been having boiled water advisory over the years and even some now because of the land needs to be healed. So, Father God, we stand in the gap right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we pray that you will release your Holy Spirit, your divine spirit, God, and by your spirit, move by your spirit and heal these waters, Father God. Any lead or anything that is in those waters that's contaminated, that's not for us to drink, Father God, that will hurt the ones who will drink of this water, Lord. We pray right now that you will heal these waters, and we pray that you will heal those who have been partakers of the water that has been contaminated, Lord. We come up against that spirit of hepatitis C that they can get from that water. And anything that's not of you, God, we pray healing right now, God. You said in Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. And, Lord, we just thank you right now for a new revelation of prayer and that we stand in the gap, Father God, for these people in these cities and these towns, Lord. You said in Isaiah 59:16, and he saw that there was no man and wondered there was no intercessor. Therefore, it's born by salvation into him. His righteousness is sustained him. So, Lord, we stand in the gap for the land today. Now, Lord, we pray right now, as is in my spirit, for those who need physical healing. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for wisdom and knowledge and the learning of spirit. Lord, we thank you for this today for those who have been diagnosed with the measles, Father God. And for those who have been diagnosed with the shingles right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you said you sent your word and healed them, God. That you said in Isaiah 53:5, with your stripes we were healed. You said in Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmity and bare our sickness upon the cross, God. It is recorded according to your word in 3 John 2, behold, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper, God. You want us to be healed. You want us to be healed, Father God. You don't want us to be sick. In Psalm 107 and 20, he sent his word and healed them. We send the word of healing throughout the four corners of this universe, the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God. According to Ezekiel 34 and 16, you say, I will strengthen that which was sick, God. We thank you for strengthening those that are sick in their bodies right now, God. We thank you for Deuteronomy 28 and 4. Blessed be the fruit of thy body. And the fruit of our ground and the fruit of our cattle in the name of Jesus right now, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you have healed us, Lord, and you're moving by your spirit, God. We might not hear the testimony or see the work, but we know by the fight, by our faith, that it shall be done, oh God, on earth and in heaven, Lord. Lord, we pray for those right now that have neck pain and back pain right now, God.
In the name of Jesus,
release your healing to them, God. Your word, Father God. We come against the spirit of alcoholism and drug disease, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, God, that you are the God of, you have the real healing, Father God. You feel that, Father God, with your spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, only you can feel that, Father God. In the name of Jesus, all what the devil have to give us is only by demonic influence and is only temporary, Father God. Once after we sober up, oh God, the drugs run out, oh God, and it's still that void. It's still that hurt, and it's still that pain, Lord. We release your spirit, Father God, to heal them, Lord, their hurt, their pain, Father God. Soon and very soon, we all have to face reality, Father God. Give them the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in them, which was also in Christ Jesus. We come up against memory loss, God. Gird up the loins of their minds with your word, God. Lord, we come up against lung disease right now. Father God, like you did in Adam when he became a living soul. Breathe your pneuma, Father God. Your breath, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We curse liver disease, Lord. Any kind of cancerous tissues, curse in the root of it, oh God. Lord, we come against toothaches and decaying teeth right now. In the name of Jesus. Release your word, your healing virtue, oh God. In Jesus' name. We come up against those swollen lymph nodes right now. And we speak healing right now. And we command the swelling to go down in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray right now, God, for we are fearfully and wonderful made. And I pass this prayer in Jesus' name to Pastor Erlene, God, as you put these prayers on my heart today. Amen.
Yes, Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, I just thank you for this time and this hour, Lord God, that you have given us the privilege to do your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I come to you crying out for the healing of the souls of all who have been hurt by the church, oh God. Breathe the breath of life back into the man, the woman, young boy, a child who was degraded by the pastors, ushers, deacons, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
let them feel the love of God back in their hearts, oh God, in Jesus' name. Give them the life of of God, and let it replace the grief that scarred them, oh Lord. Oh God, we know this didn't come from you, but it came from Satan, oh God. So Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we come against those spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because they have been mocked, oh God. Father God, heal their brokenness, oh God, in the holy name of Jesus. Purify them in your love, oh God, in Jesus' holy name. Let them know that you are God of love, oh God, not a God of hate, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for the son or the daughter that was molested by the father. Save them, Lord. Save them, Lord, by the fire from the fire of hate that burns so deeply inside of them, oh God. Only you can penetrate the heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Saturate their hearts once again, oh God. Hold them in your righteous right hand and let them seek you with all of their hearts and mind and soul. Break that generational curse from over them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Don't forget the wife who was broken, bruised, and torn down with deception and abuse, God, from the husband who promised to love her with all of his heart, Father God, but destroyed the love that she had once for him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy upon her, oh God. Show her how to forgive and send the one after your own heart to love them, Lord, as you love the church in Jesus' holy name. Lord God, the day of your wrath is about to come, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Upon this earth, fires, killing, destruction is everywhere we turn. Hunger, division, and the lust of the flesh, oh God, is taken out of this world. Father God, your wrath, oh God, is reserved for your enemies, oh God. Lord, please don't let your wrath, oh God, in the name of Jesus, fall upon us. Turn our hearts back to you, Lord. Be merciful unto you, our God, our children, and our children's children. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, your mercy, Lord. We're asking for your mercy, Lord, on the backsliders, oh God, on those who have turned unto their own way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are in ICU right now, in line in a coma, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Wake them up, Father. Wake them up, oh God. Let them hear your still small voice, oh God, saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Walk in my love. Don't forget the prisoners, oh God, who have lost all hope. Let them know, Father God, that you still work miracles, my Lord. And let them know, my Lord, that you are calling, them out of the those chains, oh God. Calling Jeffrey Dawson out of chains, oh God. In the name of Jesus, break those chains of bondage, oh God. Break the years that they added on to him, oh God. And break those chains, Father God, by your mighty power, oh God. All power lies in your hand, even for the prisoners, oh God. Oh Lord, I'm asking you to break the chains of Elder Pryor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, walk through those prison gates, oh God. Do for them what you did for Peter, Lord. Set them free, Lord, by your mighty hands. God, we're calling you out. God is calling you out. Thank you, Lord, of the chains. And David, a man named David, God hear you. You are going home, set free, and working for the Lord in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you that all bondage is broken from over our children and children's children and their children, oh God, that they will walk by faith, oh God, and not by sight, that they will not interact with the world way of doing things, oh God, that they will walk in your love and in your word, oh God. They will bow only to you, and no other God will they have. And we love you, Lord. We praise thank you, Lord, because we know that you hear us when we pray. And Father God, we believe already, Lord. We believe what we have asked you. So now we thanking you for what we will receive. And God, we thank you that the blood of Jesus fight for us. The blood of Jesus take care of us. The blood of Jesus died for us. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Bashandala da Babo Santa. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know the Bible says, wherever two or three of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done, you know. And listen, our assignment with the day was to come in on here and exalt you out there in radio land with the word of God, with word of encouragement there. And then, man, to pray not for you, not just for you, but to pray with you. The prayer of agreement, to stand in the gap, as Apostle said, for you and with you, you know. And listen, man, not just a hoping and a praying, but decreeing and declaring, you know, and believing that those things that we decree and declare, it shall be. Why? Because we decree and declare God's word and God's will for your life. And it is God's will that we be blessed in every area of our lives, that we be healed in every area of our lives, that we be saved in every area of our lives, that we be provided for in every area of our lives, that all the broken hearts, man, be healed. Hallelujah. All the wounds, all the sorrows, all the past hurts that's in, man, that may have happened to you in time past in your life, man, we break that bondage in the name of Jesus, boy. Mm-hmm. We say, boy, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, for he has anointed us to heal the broken heart. So that you don't have to be brokenhearted no more, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we take authority over the power of the devil. I'm talking about, boy, the devil himself. And we render him powerless in all of our lives. We speak to the mountains. We speak to the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness, and the wicked spirits in heavenly places, and to the devil himself and all his demon cohorts. And we command them in the name of Jesus to loose their hold on our lives. We decree and declare that every sickness, every disease, every germ, every virus, every malfunction, hallelujah, that touch our body, every cancer or cell, everything that comes against, boy, God's perfect will for our life to steal, kill, and destroy, we cancel this assignment in the name of Jesus. And we speak not just healing, but God's best for our life, divine health in the name of Jesus. So, Satan, we break your powers over our lives. We render you powerless. Your kingdom has come down. Jesus made a show of you openly in front of all your demon co-hosts and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from you and stood on the Bible of the universe and said, all power is given unto me. Then he turned around and gave us the keys to death, hell, and the grave and said, I give you all power over all the power of your enemies. Therefore, we take our place in the kingdom of God and our authority over all the power of the enemy, and we command you, just like Moses did, boy, Pharaoh, loose God's people in every area of their lives that they need to loosen in, and let them go in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree that. We declare that. We decree that great is he that's in us, that's all of us, that he is in this world. We decree and declare that God has given us the victory in every area of our lives. We decree and declare that we will rise from the beds of affliction, from the beds of sorrow and grief and brokenness. We decree and declare that we rise right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we take our rightful place, our seat at the right hand of the Most High God, seated in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we decree and declare again that every need that's represented in our lives is met. We heal by the stripes of Jesus. We are who God's word say we are. We have what God's word say we have. We can do what God's word say we can do, and so shall it be in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, God told us, you know, believers out there in radio land, he said, you decree a thing, and you declare a thing. He said, you pray to me, and you return my word to me, and you bring me in remembrance of what I said. He said, listen, I'm going to watch over my word to perform it. Yep. So it's time for us to come out of the religious prayer, what we're hoping and praying, and come to know that God is a God of his word. If he said he'll answer us when we call, he'll answer us when we call. What the deal is, then now the ball is in our court. Now we got to believe that we receive. Not when we start feeling it and it starts and everything else, but we believe that we receive when we pray. And what happened? All before we start declaring and declaring the deed. That's our role. We believe, therefore we speak. You believe, therefore you speak. That you blessed. That word blessed means you empowered by your Father in heaven, man, to overcome everything that come for you to go over. You empowered by his Holy Spirit. And all he need, boy, you to line up, boy, give him that word more. That's why, boy, the Spirit was hovering there, and God said, let there be. Even Jesus, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to do all these things. And, boy, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and he's waiting on, man, a word from you. Just like the Holy Spirit was waiting on a word from the Father in heaven when he said, when the earth was void and without shade, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord moved on the face of the deep. And then God said, and what happened? When God spoke, and the Spirit of the Lord took what God spoke and brought it into existence. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captive free, to recover the sight to the blind, to set in liberty all those who are bruised, and to proclaim, boy, the acceptable year of the Lord. What he say, boy, what the Spirit did, he took them words, man, what Jesus said, boy, and started manifesting that in the earth. What the Holy Spirit on the inside of us for is waiting on us to decree it and declare it. And start speaking of victory in our lives. Decree it and declare it. And guess what's going to take place? Just like he brought the past when God spoke, just like he brought the past when Jesus spoke, he's going to bring it to pass, man, when we speak. So let's speak the blessing of God upon our life. What blessing? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, forgetting not his benefits, who heal all our diseases, redeem our life from destruction, forgive all our iniquity. Let's speak that into our life. Hey, listen, y'all. I love y'all with the love of the Lord. Our time is about up on this radio broadcast. And listen, the ball is in our court now. Let's rise up, man, and decree and declare, man, and speak victory in our lives. And be the mighty men and mighty women of God that we are. Even in the spite, man, of all our adversity. Be who God say you are. I decree that and I declare that in Jesus' name. Hey, listen, my wife, Gail, and I, in our ministry, and Bethel Divine Ministry, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We love you, and we'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776. Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service